much of my stumbling and bumbling has come at a very high cost, but that you can save yourself right now by very simply asking your accountant, do you personally have rental or investment real estate that you earn money from? It is one of the most important questions you can ask. Right, Diane?
Absolutely. And the second point I'd add is help your accountant do a good job for you. And your role in all of this is to have good record keeping. Now, remember, you don't have to be the one doing it, but you need to be the one telling someone what's going on. A lot of times people will ask me, well, is this a good deal or not? Well, what are the numbers? I don't know. Just tell me, is it a good deal or not? Without the numbers, we don't know.
Yeah, it's really hard to buy a property if the owner has not kept good records. It's also hard to sell a property if you've not kept good records. And that's why when people hear me talk in my books and all this, I always say hire professional help. And that means a bookkeeper, somebody who will actually keep track of the entries and exits and the debits and the credits of a piece of real estate. Because once a piece of property is settled out, it is really a bookkeeping and accounting function more than anything else. And the beauty of it is the cash flow comes in every single month, tens of thousands of dollars every month. So I'll say, and real estate gives me the stability because businesses come, businesses go. Jobs come and jobs go. Sometimes you're healthy and sometimes you're sick, but real estate puts that check in the mailbox every month. And that's why I like it. The second factor is because it's the most highly tax-advantaged investment there is. And the third part about it is once you get into the game by starting small, I get to hang out with smart people like Diane Kennedy, who increase my education, I would say, on a weekly basis. So please do not be afraid of the fact that you may not understand some of the concepts we came into. Just look at it as building a business. It's a 5-year process. End of 5 years, it's your intelligence, your gained experience, and your education that ultimately makes you a better investor, which makes you more money.
And the other part is that the more times you listen to something, the more times you'll pick something up. If in listening to this tape you've learned one thing, that's one thing you didn't know before. So the next time you listen, you might learn two things.
Right. Repetition is how we learn. Again, doing our best to keep taxes as simple as possible. With real estate, you have this thing called depreciation, which is a tax write-off against other income. So it's kind of like a phantom income. It took me a long time to understand it. I don't really understand it. I just know it puts more money in my pocket. So one of the advantages of real estate is you get this tax write-off. But there's another advantage called a tax credit. Is that correct, Diane?
Yeah, we love tax credits. Bottom line, a tax deduction decreases the income on which you pay taxes.
So let's say it again. Let's say you have a $300 write-off. You have $1,000 in income. That means you're going to pay taxes on $700.
Exactly.
That's a write-off.
Yes.
But a tax credit goes directly to the amount of tax you pay.
Exactly. We love tax credits because it's absolutely just a check in your pocket. Instead of writing a check to the government for $1,000, you only write it for $700 if you were to get a $300 tax credit.
So a tax credit is far more desirable than a tax write-off.
Yes. Tax credit is pure money.
And one of the beauties of investing in real estate over some other investments is real estate gives you more opportunity to create your own tax credits.
Yeah, that's one of the things that I really like about real estate is, in general, this may be the only time you get to control when and how much you pay in taxes. And there's a couple of ways that the government lets us take tax credits. If you have a property that's an investment property and you do fix up on it that allows people with disabilities to access the property. In other words, we're talking a ramp.
A wheelchair ramp or making the doors wider so a wheelchair can get in.
So maybe you're remodeling a bathroom anyway and you make it wider so you could get a wheelchair in. Well, you can take a 50% tax credit for the amount of money it costs you. If it costs you $5,000 to fix it up, you just got $2,500 given back to you by the government.
And the tax credit versus a tax write-off.
Exactly.
Also, there's a tax credit for historics.
Yeah, there's a tax credit available for properties that was built prior to 1936. There's an additional tax credit available if it's considered a historic area. Make sure you see a qualified tax advisor on these because there are some specific rules. But you might get additional 20% tax credit on those items.
Which means you pay even less money to the government, which means you put more money in your pocket.
And here's the other thing. You're also at the same time fixing up neighborhoods. That's why the government lets you do that, because you're going to get a tax credit and you're making neighborhoods better.
But not only in the neighborhood, your own property is getting better with government money.
Absolutely.